WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Reset Protocol. Ever feel like your relationships are stuck in a loop? You know, that same old drama, misunderstandings, and frustration? Well, you're not alone. Relationships can be tough, especially in this crazy world we live in. But guess what? There's a way to build stronger, healthier connections that actually bring you joy. And it all starts with something called emotional intelligence. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, ugh, another self-help buzzword, hear me out. Emotional intelligence isn't about being some super sensitive guru who reads minds. It's about understanding your own emotions, recognizing the emotions of others, and using that knowledge to build better relationships. Think of it like this. You wouldn't jump into a complex math equation without knowing the basics, right? Well, emotional intelligence is the foundation for navigating the beautiful mess that is human connection. So, what are some key takeaways from this whole emotional intelligence thing? First up, self-awareness. Ever catch yourself reacting impulsively without really thinking about why? That's a classic sign of low self-awareness. Take some time to check in with yourself. What triggers you? What makes you feel happy, sad, angry? The more you understand your own emotional landscape, the better equipped you are to handle those tricky situations. Second, empathy. This one's crucial. Put yourself in other people's shoes and try to see things from their perspective. Even if you don't agree with them, understanding their feelings can make a world of difference in how you communicate. Remember that time your friend was super bummed about something, but you just wanted to tell them to cheer up? Yeah, not the best move. Empathy is like emotional glue. It helps us bond and build trust. Now, let's talk about communication. Being able to express yourself clearly and listen actively are essential skills for healthy relationships. Don't just blurt out your thoughts. Take a breath. Think before you speak and be mindful of how your words might affect the other person. And when someone's talking, really listen. Give them your full attention. Ask questions and show that you care about what they have to say. Next up, emotional regulation. This is all about managing your own emotions in a healthy way. When things get tough, don't resort to lashing out or shutting down. Take some time to calm yourself down before reacting. Go for a walk, listen to music, or practice some deep breathing exercises. Emotional regulation is like having a superpower. It helps you stay grounded and avoid unnecessary drama. Finally, relationship management. This is about building strong, positive connections with others. It takes effort, but the rewards are huge. Show appreciation for the people in your life. Make an effort to spend quality time together and be there for them when they need you most. Remember, relationships are like gardens. They need constant nurturing and attention to thrive. All right, let's bring this all home with a real-world example. Imagine this, you're at work and your coworker keeps interrupting you during meetings. You start to feel frustrated and irritated. Now, if you're operating on autopilot, you might lash out, snap back, or completely shut down. But what if you use some emotional intelligence? First, take a deep breath and try to understand why they're interrupting. Are they nervous? Do they have something important to say? Maybe they simply haven't learned good meeting etiquette. Once you understand their perspective, you can approach the situation calmly and assertively. Hey, I know you're excited to share your thoughts, but could we maybe wait until I finish my point? Or, I appreciate your input, but I'd like to make sure everyone gets a chance to speak. See? Emotional intelligence isn't about being a pushover. It's about navigating conflict constructively and building stronger relationships. So, what's the takeaway here, folks? Emotional intelligence is a game changer when it comes to building healthy relationships. It takes practice and self-awareness, but trust me, it's worth the effort. Start by checking in with yourself, practicing empathy, communicating effectively, managing your emotions, and nurturing your connections. Remember, you are capable of creating amazing, fulfilling relationships, and emotional intelligence is the key. Ready to unlock your potential? Go out there and build those meaningful connections. And don't forget to share this episode with your friends, leave a review, or join the conversation on social media. We're all in this together, and I can't wait to hear your thoughts. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.